Will you give me a second? I'll pick up the telephone and see if I can find somebody on whom to vent my spleen. Would you like that? Would you like to see someone? 4321101, dial that thing if you think you got the guts. Yeah. DC 101, 13 minutes before 8 o'clock, 4321101, the telephone number. All right, that bad boy's ringing. Let's snatch it up. Hello? What's who's on the whole line first? Why, some guy having problems with his wife? Okay, sure. Yeah, buddy, what's the problem with your wife?
Hey, it's the way she's rearing my kids, man.
What's the matter?
I got two boys. When they go to the bathroom, she makes them take a little piece of toilet tissue and wipe off the hydraulics.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. I've always believed in just shaking the dew off the lily and going on about life.
Yeah, really. I can't believe, I mean, you know, any man that grabs a paper towel in the men's room is that, I mean, that is almost effeminate.
Can you imagine in high school them boys doing that?
Man. I'll tell you what, buddy.
How about giving that thing a call and straighten her out?
All right. What's this? She home now?
Yeah, she's home.
Where are you?
I'm at work.
All right. What's the number over there?
It's 703.
Uh-huh. All right. Just give me that thing about as quickly as you possibly can.
Six.
What town is this?
Huh?
What city are we talking about?
Nassus.
And what's your wife's name?
Kathy.
How old are the boys?
5 and 3.
All right. I'll call her. See you, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I can't believe that this woman could brutally make... I mean, you know, the kids are liable to grow up a little funny on top of everything else, the development. It's 11 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. I think it's necessary that we call and immediately put a stop to this kind of disgust. Never in my life seen anything like that.
Hello?
Hello? Can I speak to your mommy, please?
Yes.
Put on your little mommy. One of the boys there.
I don't know.
What a little... Poor little kid. Hello, Mom?
Hello.
Hi there, Kathy.
Yeah, hi.
It's the Grease Man, DC 101. How you doing? Your husband asked me to call. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Good. He tells me some very distressing news, Kathy.
What did he tell you?
He tells me that after those little boys of yours finish taking a tinkle, you make them wipe off the hydraulics with a piece.
He really tell you?
He did. Hey, are you really doing that?
Yes, I am.
Honey, a man doesn't do that.
They're not men. They're little boys.
Yeah, but they ain't going to grow to be men if you have them dabbing with their pinkies extended at that thing.
Hopefully when they get older, they'll learn to aim that thing in the right place.
Well, that don't have anything to do with toilet paper now.
Oh, yes, it does. They get it all over the toilet seat, all over and...
Well, the toilet, then they should clean the toilet seat with the toilet paper, but they shouldn't be dabbing at that thing.
To shake it, so...
Well, what do you mean he don't know how to shake it? He played with a rattle when he was 2 years old. It's the same concept.
Well...
Honey, I'm telling you, you have him dead with toilet paper, they're liable to grow up to be first fingers. Huh? Is that what she like? Would that make you happy? They're real dainty with that thing. That's all you need. That is all you need. So please, for crying out loud, insist that they just drip dry. Like a man. Like a man. I remember I was in France. Oh, geez. I let Estelle talk me into going to France with her on vacation. I stopped in the convenience there. One of those public restrooms like they got in France. I couldn't believe it. I came out of there sick to my stomach. I said, Estelle, I can't believe it. There was a guy in there dabbing the tip of that thing dry. She said, well, honey, we're in another country and different people have different ways. I said, yeah, but he was using a piece of bread there.
It's the Grease Man, DC 101.